Hello again, Bob Barney with The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com, and this is an Iranian war update as we are entering into, what, day six now of this war that Donald Trump and Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth said could last up to a month. And I do think, just from going over the different news stories, that the war is probably not going the way we planned it, and I'm not sure how good we planned it, but we'll see. As I said in my war coverage story on Monday, I guess it was now, that I think this was needed. And as we learn more and more of the reasons why we did this, I see why it was needed. And it's going to cause Donald Trump a lot of trouble with his so-called mega base. And it's going to have some people, and we're going to play some recordings about this, some people who have been unbelievable Trump supporters throughout everything he has done, including tariffs and some really bad decisions. They're given some flack. Even Steve Bannon, I've been told now in a report that I heard this morning, I think it was on Bloomberg, but I'm not sure, that he's kind of not even welcome at Mar-a-Lago because Bannon has been kind of siding with the Tucker Carlson wing of the mega movement that just does not want to see the United States do anything to Iran to help Israel. And that is the first quote I'm going to play because it's really because of Israel we did this. And it really is. And Marco Rubio said that. The U.S. launched its preemptive strikes against Iran after learning, and this is in the Daily Mail, but I'm going to play the audio. I got this when I heard the audio last night. I said to my wife, this is the real reason why we had attacked now. I don't think Donald Trump was happy to attack now, but I think he was told by Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel is going to attack. And if you like it or not, because these negotiations are going nowhere, and I can't actually blame the Israelis for doing it. But because we could not stop Israel from attacking, evidently, the U.S. did these preemptive strikes after learning that Israel was about to attack without America. And American troops around the region would then be targets if we liked it or not. So it forced us to do these attacks up front. I don't think we wanted to. So listen to this from Marco Rubio, and you can see what I'm talking about.
And it can inflict so much damage that no one can do anything about their nuclear program. That is what they were trying to do, is put themselves in a place of immunity where the damage they could inflict on the region would be so high that no one can do anything about their nuclear program or their nuclear ambitions. They are producing, by some estimates, over 100 of these missiles a month. Compare that to the 6 or 7 interceptors that can be built a month. They can build 100 of these a month, not to mention the thousands of one-way attack drones that they also have. They've been doing this for a very long time, and by the way, they've been doing it under sanction. You see the attacks they're conducting right now? They're attacking airports, they're attacking hotels, they're hitting not just military bases, they're attacking our embassies directly, they're attacking facilities that have nothing to do with war or with military, and that's a weakened Iran. That's an Iran despite years of sanction. Imagine a year from now or a year and a half from now, the capabilities they would have to inflict damage on us.
I got to say right now, I agree with everything Marco Rubio is saying. I do think that we may have gone into this war without really well planning, because that is the problem that I've had with this Trump 2.0 versus the Trump 1.0, is that with the exception of probably Marco Rubio, who I do think is an adult in the room, Donald Trump, this time around, surrounded himself with yes people that will not tell him the truth, sits there and just kisses his butt and self-indulges themselves in free jet rides like Kristi Noem. And there was a report out, by the way, that there is I can't think of the name of it, but there is this gambling thing that you can bet on, like who's going to be the next president, who's going to win the primary. But the bet last week was, what day and hour is the United States going to go to war? And there were some winners, unnamed, won $1.5 million. But Drudge broke a story. I think it was a story from the Wall Street Journal or maybe the Daily News. I forgot which one. But anyway, they broke the story that the winners of this uh, game, this betting on when the war would start, and they guessed it right to the second. Turned out to be Trump administration insiders. And if that's not corruption, I don't know what is corruption. And you got to go back to the Grant administration before you get corruption like this. But I do agree with what Marco Rubio is saying. But now the next take we're going to play here is he's admitting that it was because of Israel that we did this. And this is the problem Trump's going to have to face when it comes to this.
Acceptable risk, especially in the hands of a regime that's run by radical clerics. The Ayatollah was a radical cleric. That entire regime is led by radical clerics who don't make geopolitical decisions. They make decisions on the basis of theology, their view of theology, which is an apocalyptic one. That has to be taken very seriously as well. So that was the purpose for what this operation is all about. That's what it's focused on. As the president said earlier today, it is on or ahead of schedule. I will defer to the Department of War to discuss the progress being made at a tactical level. But it was the right decision and an important decision for the safety and security of the world.
The press just act like a bunch of babies.
No.
There
absolutely was an imminent threat, and the imminent threat was that we knew that if Iran was attacked, and we believed they would be attacked, that they would immediately come after us.
Listen,
and
to
we
this.
Were not going to sit there and absorb a blow before we responded, because the Department of War assessed that if we did that, if we waited for them to hit us first after they were attacked, and by someone else, Israel attacked them, they hit us first, and we waited for them to hit us, we would suffer more casualties and more deaths. We went proactively in a defensive way to prevent them from inflicting higher damage. Had we not done so, there would have been hearings on Capitol Hill about how we knew that this was going to happen, and we didn't act preemptively to prevent more casualties and more loss of life.
And he's 100% right there. They would have went nuts about it. And the Democrats especially that are absolutely on the wrong side of this issue, like they are on the wrong side of every other issue basically there's ever been. But this was a, which we're going to get into this now, you saw the hint that he says if Israel was going to attack, we had to do something preemptively. And that's exactly what happened here. Listen to the rest of this and I'll be right back.
No, first, well, I mean, two things I would say. Number one is, no matter what, ultimately, this operation needed to happen. That's the question of why now. But this operation needed to happen because Iran, in about a year or a year and a half, would cross the line of immunity, meaning they would have so many short-range missiles, so many drones, that no one could do anything about it because they could hold the whole world hostage. Look at the damage they're doing now. And this is a weakened Iran. Imagine a year from now. So that had to happen. Obviously, we were aware of Israeli intentions and understood what that would mean for us. And
we were aware of Israelis' intentions. As like I said, and I heard this last night when he said this, I said, I realize now why we had to go to war. And it was not Donald Trump's idea to go to war. And I don't think he's that happy about it. Because in just 4 days now, the future price of gasoline, the RBOB price of gas, went from $1.96 to $2.40, which means at a minimum, within 2 weeks or less, you are going to be paying 30 to 40 cents more a gallon than you're paying today. And so where I come from, it's about $2.80. You're looking at $3.20 a gallon. That is higher than where Biden left off, and it's going to be inflationary. And the inflationary role, even if this war is only a month old, as they predict or promise, that knock on inflation will go through the system over 4 or 5 months' time, even if this is only a month long. And so we're going to have 3, 4, maybe 5 months of really high gasoline inflated prices, and that's going to cause inflation to go up to 5, 6, 7%. And that's going to cause the Fed to not give any more rate cuts this year, and possibly, and this is the real problem here, possibly do a rate increase if they see the economy needing it. And so I'll be right back after this word about theplaintruth.com and the Plain Truth Today in finish up with Marco Rubio. Then I want to get to Megyn Kelly, what she had to say. And she has been a Trump supporter when I think in certain areas where she should not have been. But we'll be right back. Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. And we are looking at another war in the Middle East. Remember, the very first article I ever wrote for theplaintruth.com was why the Middle East will always be in your future. Now, you go back a month ago, even maybe 2 weeks ago, and the news was all about the economy. The news was all about the Fed. The news was all about inflation. The news was all about NATO. Last month, all about Greenland. But when God wants to, he brings back the Middle East overnight in a real quick way, and the world feels the pinch right away. That is why theplaintruth.com and The Plain Truth Today has been on focus for the last 18 years explaining just what's happened in the world, why it's happening, and how God has predicted it would happen in the pages of the Bible. Theplaintruth.com. Go there every day. Thank you. And we're back, and I'm going to play a little bit more of the Marco Rubio interview. I just get a laugh at the press. I mean, I really do get a laugh at them because they are so immature. They shout out each other, over try to talk each other. It's almost a joke if it wasn't so serious, and it's a tragedy in reality.
Prepared to act as a result of it, but this had to happen no matter what.
Choices to now run Iran were killed in the strikes. So the United States have a firm plan for how they intend to handle this power vacuum in Iran to ensure that an Iranian hardliner does not take power.
So two things can be true. Number one is our mission and our focus is the destruction of their ballistic missile capabilities and their ability to manufacture them, as well as the threat posed by their Navy to global shipping. That's their objective. That said, we would not mind, we would not be heartbroken, and we hope that the Iranian people can overthrow this government and establish a new future for that country. We would love for that to be possible. But the objective of this mission is the destruction of their ballistic missile capabilities and of their naval capabilities.
That is the flaw in this whole war that we are waging against Iran right now, in my humble opinion. We refuse, in this Trump 2.0 administration, we refuse to cut off the head of the snake. Yes, we killed Khomeini, who was the head of the snake, but another head can get welded back on that body overnight because this country of Iran is a terrorist country that brings terror, and we don't even know what these sleeper cells. I put a story up on the Plain Truth message board 2 days ago about the sleeper cells all over America and how our intelligence agency and our FBI are actively trying to root them out and find out where they are at. And instead of ICE going around and deporting people trying to get a job at Home Depot, maybe in the last year, ICE should have been looking for these terrorist cells. As I have said, for the last nine months, I have been complaining that ICE is using Gestapo-like tactics against immigrants, documented or undocumented, because many of them turn out to be American citizens they're harassing, that simply have not broken any criminal laws except coming over here maybe illegally. And we have left the gangs alone. We have left mainly these Islamic terrorist sleeper cells alone. And now we're in a war, and all of a sudden everybody's worried about these sleeper cells. Why wasn't Kristi Noem and Donald Trump and company worried about those sleeper cells when they were attacking Home Depots looking for gardeners and carpenters and day laborers? That's the question American people are going to keep asking. Now, I promised I was going to go to Megyn Kelly, and here is a quote from Megyn Kelly that it just made news everywhere. Here it is right now.
He's always talking with the administration, parroting this over the weekend, posting on X, quote, senior Trump admin officials telling me that credible intel indicated Iran planned preemptive missile strikes against U.S. military targets in the region and against civilian targets as well. Failure to act would have resulted in mass U.S. casualties. Does that make any sense to you? I mean, stop and think about it for a minute. I'm close to this administration in many ways as well, but I don't allow them to use me like a fool. Does it make any sense to you that Iran was planning preemptive strikes against us? and our civilians, knowing full well of the massive military assets we had moved into the region, the aircraft carriers and so on? Obviously, it doesn't. And sure enough, now today, it's all over. I mean, the Washington Post, U.S. intel assessments that Iran's forces were unlikely to pose an imminent threat to the U.S. mainland within the next decade. Okay, again, the attack came despite U.S. intel assessments that Iran's forces were unlikely to pose an immediate threat to the U.S. mainland within the next decade. And beyond that, CNN and Reuters report that Trump administration officials on Sunday acknowledged in closed door briefings with congressional staff to whom they're obligated to brief, to speak and give their intel, quote, there was no intelligence suggesting Iran planned to attack U.S. forces first or to strike our bases in the Middle East.
We know that's true from what Marco Rubio said, by the way. I think this broadcast might have been before he spoke this. I think this was from Tuesday morning on her show. But we know the only reason we did this preemptive attack was because Israel told us they were going to attack because they were sick and tired of the negotiations going nowhere and Donald Trump trying to win a Nobel Prize, in my opinion. I think Netanyahu had run out of patience, and so did most Israel people. The other day, I'm listening to the liberal ex-prime minister of Israel who will be running against Netanyahu again for the prime minister job, who, you know, is the number one enemy of Benjamin Netanyahu in politics. And he was on CNN and said that Netanyahu was doing exactly the right thing. Can you imagine a Democrat ever being that honest, by the way, or a Republican talking about the opposite person as president saying, oh, I think Donald Trump did the right thing? You're seeing such stupid, one-sided politics on the Democrat side and on the Republican side as well, that politics in America is so broken right now, I don't know what to do to fix it. But in Israel, you got to give them credit. Even the opposition said this had to happen, and this preemptive strike had to happen. And he has no problem with the person he's going to run against for the prime minister's job, that what he did was exactly what he should have done. Let's continue here with Megyn Kelly's remarkable comment, because up until now, she has been like a lapdog for this administration.
Okay, so there was no indication of an imminent attack. I don't know why Trump said that other than to try to justify the actions. But now we've heard it from several different reporting centers that there was none on the homeland, there was none on our outpost, there was none on our forces, and there was none on our bases in the Middle East. President Trump cited a long list after that of terrible things that Iran has done to the United States or its forces over the years, dating back to when I was 8. Okay, so I mean, I realized the 1979 taking of the hostages for 444 days was bad, but literally, I was in third grade, and it seems like why now? Why now? Why, when we are so fatigued with Middle East war, would we be retaliating against them now? So, give me another reason, please, because it felt very much like a kitchen sink approach.
There is another reason other than we knew Israel was going to attack. Donald Trump in 2.0 is trying to do everything all at once to amend every mistake ever made against him. Therefore, he's going after his enemies, which he should not be doing. And number two, to right the entire world of every wrong he has seen. He wants to leave a legacy behind, and he's going to go to war with Cuba next. Senator Graham said that yesterday, that the next target is going to be Cuba. So I guess we're going to have another Bay of Pigs operation going on in Cuba. That didn't work out well the last time. I don't think it's going to work out this time. We don't hear too much about Venezuela anymore, but the truth of the matter is Venezuela is not going to be an ally of the United States. We left the same people in power. Same problems are going to happen. I'm afraid that's what's going to happen in Iraq. I mean, I'm sorry, Iran, by the way. I think the same. This government's going to stay in power, and they're actually going to survive another brutal attack because this president does not have the will to end things that he starts. So Bill O'Reilly on yesterday's program started out with this take about the Iran situation. I don't usually agree with Bill O'Reilly on many things, and I'm not sure what I think about this here, but listen to what he had to say.
Go to the talking points memo about Iran. This is very important that you guys understand the big picture here. And again, if you disagree or want to know more, bill@billoreilly.com. Military missions ahead of schedule. I don't know what that means. You know, I do know that the Pentagon, which is really in charge of the operation, President Trump's in charge, but the Pentagon's calling the shots, want to downgrade the ballistic missile situation, whereby Iran would not be able to fire missiles at Israel or any of the Arab countries they don't like or anybody else. So that may take some time to locate all of those missiles and blow them up. In the meantime, the allies, and there's just two of them, Israel and the USA, are after the people who are murdering the Iranian protesters, the people who want freedom. So they are being hunted. And I understand about 50 of them have already been eliminated, including the top mullah, as you know. Okay? They're all conferring with Allah even as we speak. Now, four Americans are dead in Kuwait. I spent some time in Kuwait in the first Gulf War reporting. Huge base over there for the USA. Some things went wrong, but this isn't a concentrated effort on the Iranian part to kill American soldiers. I'm sure they'd like to, but they don't have the capacity to do it, which is pretty shocking if you think about it. I mean, you have these mullahs threatening to blow up America and Israel. They can't even get a plane off the ground. I think they got one off and Oman shot it out of the air.
Two.
They don't have the capacity to wage this kind of war. They can build roadside bombs. They can blow up women and children. That's not hard. But to wage war against powerful military machines like the USA and Israel, they can't. That's important that you know that. This is all bluster. This is all BS. Okay? They cannot launch any effective resistance.
If you, I'm not going to continue with this, but if you see that the tenor of Bill O'Reilly, another apologist for Donald Trump, and that's what he has been this entire administration, he is frustrated himself because that's why he's trying to separate Trump from the Department of Defense. It's not the Department of War because Congress needs to rename it if it's going to be renamed. And I refuse to follow the propaganda of this administration calling something like Gulf of America when it's really Gulf of Mexico. I'm not going to be, my mind is not going to be thrown full worth of propaganda from this administration, how they think you should think. That's just not how I am. And if you were, if you have any self-respect, you should not accept it either. But to go on, Iran is doing a lot better, in my opinion, on day five, six, whatever this is, than I think most people thought. But I do want to end this show by going into certain things that I think that's happened this week that might have something to do with it. I am not, by the way, do not believe in astrology in any way. But the Bible is very clear that certain events in the skies happen when God's end times are coming and when the last days are coming. We are not in the last days right now, but we are in the end times because even the apostles said they were in the end times back in, you know, AD 65. So we're in the end times. But the lunar eclipse that happened and the moon turning blood red fulfills a prophecy in Joel. Everybody can go to Joel and you read it for yourself. When the sun shall be darkened and the moon will turn to blood. And that is, I looked at it myself yesterday morning and it was red as can be at 5 o'clock in the morning. And it only appears a full eclipse. It was an eclipse that caused this. It only appeared over the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And what is that? That is the tribe of Joseph. The tribe of Joseph being the United States, being Ephraim, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand being the tribe of Manasseh, which is the direct descendant, son of the great British Empire, who is Manasseh of the tribes of Israel. And I just think there is something to that. I don't know what it is. I haven't figured it out. God doesn't talk to me, but I think there was a message there. But I wanted to end with one last thing that I think is absolutely quite funny. And this is just how good Israel is at fighting a war. And I said this last week, and I've said it a couple months ago, that the greatest intelligence service in the world when it comes to the Middle East is Mossad from Israel. Nobody, the CIA is just like Boy Scouts compared to them. The greatest intelligence operation in the world is not our CIA. I think we're probably down in around 10th. We make so many mistakes. The CIA has almost been a bunch of just idiots for the last 70 years. But is MI6 from England. England has, because of their former Commonwealth, they have feelers all over the world, and they do have a great pulse of what's going on. And when the British Prime Minister, in retaliation against Donald Trump, refused to share intelligence from MI6, I said this 2 weeks ago when it first started, this was bad news for America if we get into a war, because we need their intelligence. But I wanted to really talk about Mossad. And this is what they did and why they were able to kill all of the top 50 leaders of that nation, knowing that where they were going to be exactly at that time. And this is from, I believe, the Daily Mail. Mossad operatives hacked into Tehran's traffic camera network to spy on the Ayatollah and all of his bodyguards and top officials for years, at least 10 years. They had absolutely taken control over all of the cameras on the streets of Tehran, probably other places as well, that especially were focused around the movements of the high officials. Israel gained access to almost all of the city's cameras, which are used exclusively by Iran to spy on its own opponents. Well, it turned out those same cameras spied on them. One camera angle proved especially helpful and allowed agents to track where bodyguards parked their personal cars when arriving at the Supreme Leader's compound on Pashtor Street in the heart of Tehran. The hacks were part of a years-long intelligence campaign, which eventually led to the killing of Khamenei on Saturday after jets, which had traveled directly from Israel. They were Israeli jets, by the way, not American. Fired 30 precision munitions into his complex. The Supreme Leader's body was found in the rubble after the daylight bombing, and his wife was also injured and then later died from her wounds. But this is the same Mossad, by the way, if we want to remember. They're the ones that 10 years ago as well put pagers in the pockets of all of these Hamas and Hezbollah terrorists in the Middle East, in Lebanon and in Gaza, that for years they were using these pagers, didn't even know that Israel was in control out of them. And when they wanted to use them to kill them all, those pagers had little bombs in them that would explode next to them and kill them. And they killed a whole bunch of terrorists with pagers that they had been carrying for years. This is how in-depth and how strategic the Israeli government and its intelligence services are. The Americans are just way outclassed when it comes to intelligence, unfortunately, for our sake. But that is just another thing about what Israel is capable of doing, and something America should be capable of doing, but we have been through EOE practices and all of this politics and from Democrats destroying the CIA anyway. We have just gone through years of terrible, terrible intelligence from our CIA. Well, we'll give updates every day this week. There's going to be updates on this Iranian war. Don't think it's going to end soon. I hope it does end soon for the sake of this country, but we'll see what happens. I'm going to play a show. I said this the other day. I'm still going to play a show because the new year and God's new year is just right around the corner. And I taped a show a couple of weeks ago about what it means and what God's calendar is, when God's day begins, and when God's new year is. Hint, it's March 20th, the first day of spring. And that'll be, I think, sometime this week. But we will stay on top of what's going on with the war in Iran and keep you updated on The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, saying thank you for listening. Do appreciate you. Bye-bye.